The Veniaminoff volcano has been erupting since mid-June, but the level of eruptive activity has ticked upwards in recent days. John Power is the scientist in charge for the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
Really, since last Friday, we've had increased seismic activity characterized by what we call volcanic tremor, sort of a continuous shaking of the ground. This has been accompanied by some slightly increased ash output that has shown up nicely on, you know, some of the visual observations we have from Perryville and elsewhere. We've gotten some very good pilot reports. We also, of course, see a little bit of increased lava coming out of the central cone of the volcano in satellite imagery. So we've been watching a little bit of heightened activity for the last, I guess, about 5 days, which has kind of kept us on our toes here at the observatory.
AVO confirms that a weak ash plume was visible Wednesday morning from the FAA webcam in Perryville. Power confirms the plume was rising several hundred feet above the volcano's cone, and the plume was drifting east.
It has not gotten up very high. There was, I believe, last Friday, a report of trace ashfall in Perryville, but we haven't had any other reports of it causing difficulties or problems for other folks at this point in time.
In an update issued Wednesday morning, the Alaska Volcano Observatory staff noted that ashfall from the current activity at the Veniaminoff volcano is not expected to be significant and likely will be less than a 16th of an inch. Power says the activity being observed fits into the eruptive pattern of the volcano.
What we've seen is activity through this, you know, through the 2013 eruption, kind of come up and, you know, subside back down and come back up. This is not unlike what this particular volcano has done in the past, although the eruption now is getting to be a bit long-lived for Veniaminoff. We've seen it erupt a number of times now, and this one seems to be lasting a little longer than, you know, the previous eruptions, but still not unusual and still very characteristic of the types of activity we have seen in the past at this particular volcano.
The Veniaminoff volcano is located on the Alaska Peninsula, about 480 miles southwest of Anchorage. It's one of the most active volcanoes in the state. It's erupted at least 13 times in the last 200 years. Images of the ongoing eruption and other information about the Veniaminoff volcano can be found on the website of the Alaska Volcano Observatory at avo.alaska.edu. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.